Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, so the real question to start today is, did you stay up for one shining moment? Raise your hand if you stayed up for one shining moment. There's one of us that has their hand up in this double studio.
Listen, Josh Schmidt. 4 a.m. comes early. Leave me alone.
I'll admit, it was the first time in a few years that I stayed up for one shining moment. But I wanted to watch it. And partly because it was a really good basketball game, score-wise, drama-wise. It was not the best played basketball game. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, it was pretty sloppy and choppy.
Yeah, I mean,
what'd you think of that ending sequence? It was pretty crazy.
Well, good question that I'm going to ask TJ Reeves. He is the Buccaneers sideline reporter, my sideline reporter from another mother, but he also is a college basketball announcer. He does play-by-play, and he's at the Final Four. He's there. He's in San Antonio. We're going to talk to him today at 10:30. And one of the questions I'm going to ask him is this. Did Houston lose it, or did Florida win it? And I think in the final sequence, I give more credit to Florida than I do criticize Houston. I think I criticize Houston for the final several minutes. They lost that game. Florida did not just take it to them the last several minutes. Houston made mistakes, and Florida capitalized. You give them credit for that. But to me, Florida won the game on the final possession with great defense. They just didn't. They smothered them. They did not allow. You get the ball out to the wing, and all of a sudden, you have two guys rushing at the ball handler. You throw the ball to the top of the key. You have two more guys rushing at the ball handler. You throw the ball to the other wing, and suddenly here comes the closeout. What a great closeout, which forces the Houston guard to go up in the air and then bounce the ball down, and he knows right there it's a walk. If he touches the ball, it's up and down, it's walk, it's, you know, travel. That's elite. He can't do that. So he knows that. And the game is over essentially right there. So, it's funny. See? Now, I do not want to be the hot take machine here. You know that, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But I just said something to Josh, and it's the exact same question they're having on the hot take machine ESPN. But I will say, it's not the hot take artists like normally. This is Ryan Clark talking with Seth Greenberg. And he says, and it says, title game more of a Florida comeback or Houston collapse? So I think it was more of a Houston collapse for the last couple minutes. I think it was more about Florida's defense in the final possession. That's the way I look at it. We're going to talk with TJ Reeves coming up. He is, like I said, the Buccaneers sideline reporter in the NFL. But the reason I'm going to have TJ on today, he's at the Final Four. He's in San Antonio covering it. He does a lot of college basketball play-by-play, and he's there as part of, you know, the college basketball scene. So we'll talk with him, ask him exactly, you know, what he thinks about how everything unfolded yesterday. Before we get to that, though, in just a moment or two, we're actually going to have on the air. We got to do this a little bit earlier today because we set this up, and I really wanted to bring it to you because today's the day where they're kind of promoting it and in town. The Paralympics, the World Para Hockey Ice Hockey Championships is coming to Buffalo this year. That is coming to Buffalo May 24th through May 31st this year at the Lecom Harbor Center. All right, and tickets are going to go on sale. They are on sale, I believe, that in fact they are now. You got USA, Canada, China, Korea, Germany, Czechia, Slovakia, and Norway. They're all coming in for the Paralympics Ice Hockey Championships. We've had these in the United States before. And we have some incredible athletes in the Paralympic competitions and in sled hockey. So we're going to talk with maybe one or both of Jack Wallace, who's on the U.S. national team, and Kevin McKee, who's also a member of the national team. They're going to join us here in just a couple of minutes, and you can kind of learn a little bit more about it. So we'll talk with them and, you know, what's going on as they're in town promoting it and also getting ready for the actual competition, which is at the end of May. And again, you can go watch it May 24th through 31st right downtown at Lecom Harbor Center. So we'll do that here in just a moment. We'll get them on the line. We'll ask them a few questions about it, and that will that'll be a good conversation to have about another really cool event coming to downtown. And it's going to be at Lecom Harbor Center. And we know that right next door to there is KeyBank Center, and then there's a report that says the county will be walking away from the lease in October. And I know Jeremy and Joe were talking about this, and you kind of think about that and whether or not the Sabres themselves and the Pegulas would take over and own it, which is a possibility, or if it will be just the city of Buffalo, which is actually what the lease is going to transfer to anyway once the county walks away from it. And then you put that together with what Bills and Sabres COO Pete Guelli told me at the owners' meetings about a week ago, which is basically, hey, downtown, we want it to be a destination, the KeyBank Center. We want KeyBank Center to be a destination for not only hockey, but college basketball and a lot of other events, and believes that building up that surrounding area will really help with that. So I'm very curious, as this story goes forward, where all that lies. So we'll do that. We'll talk about that, you know, as the kind of timeline unfolds here when it comes to the lease and the report that's out there. And Jeremy and Joe talked a little bit about it this morning. In the meantime, like I said, a couple of Paralympic sled hockey team members going to join me here in a moment. TJ Reeves at the bottom of the hour at 10:30 a.m. on the Final Four. 803-0550. Good to be with you today. I'll explain a little bit later why I wasn't here yesterday and kind of talk about something I've never done in my life until yesterday. So we'll do that today as well. I want to get into Ovi. Alex Ovechkin scores the goal. I have not been on the air since it actually happened. We talked a lot about it leading up. I tweeted something about it last week, and a lot of people took the tweet wrong, and I had to kind of tell them what I was kind of referencing and meant by it. And people got really defensive about something they shouldn't be defensive about. And it kind of, you ever been in those positions where you really believe in something, but then so many other people, I almost wound up going the other way. I wanted to push back on something I believe in just to tell people, back off a little bit. You're not understanding. So that happened a little bit. And we'll do all that today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good to be with you. And by the way, we are less than, when is the draft? April 24th, right? So it is Tuesday, April 8th. Today, we are less than 3 weeks away. We are a little over 2 weeks away from the first round of the NFL draft. Thursday night, April 24th, is the night of the first round of the NFL draft. So we'll do that, get into it a little bit more as we go on here. We have profiles for you from Howard Simon, Joe Marino. They've been writing at WGR550.com. You can check out some of their draft profiles. Joe Marino from Locked On Bills, and of course, Howard Simon here, who's enjoying his Mets, by the way, in a nice run. Yankees aren't on a very good run. The Yankees are in Detroit today. Did you watch baseball yesterday? I did. Yankees played at 3:10. I turned down the game. It's snowing. Still snowing. I mean, it's snowing here a little bit in Buffalo. Can we just get past the snow, get to the spring, get to the warm weather? Can we do that? It'd be nice. I'll be out heading out of town here at the end of this week and into next week. I've been looking at the weather. By the time I get back, then we'll have some good weather. It looks like, at least, you know, average, I guess, near 60 degrees. All right, we're gonna jump on the Westher hotline right now. We have a couple of U.S. national sled hockey team members who are going to be joining me, and I'll get you their names right now. Once again, I don't want to get them wrong. I want to describe and tell you who they are, because we're going to have a conversation about what's happening at the end of May. Jack Wallace and Kevin McKee, both on the Westher Hotline. They join me right now. They are members of the U.S. National Sled Team, and of course, the Para Hockey Ice Hockey Championships coming to Buffalo May 24th through 31st. So Jack and Kevin, Sal Capaccio here. Thanks for doing this today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you got it. Jack, let me start with you a little bit. Can you kind of give us your background a little bit on you playing for the Paralympic team here in Buffalo?
Yeah, I started playing hockey since I was like 3 years old and got hurt when I was 10, transitioned to sled hockey. And yeah, the goal's always been to be on the U.S. team, playing for my country. And I actually got my start on the U.S. national team just at the Northtown Center. It's where we used to have tryouts. So Buffalo's definitely got a special place.
No doubt about it. Tell us a little bit about what other tournaments you've played in your career.
Yeah, so I've been to two different Paralympic Games, a bunch of World Championships, a couple World Cups, and throughout my career, the team's been really successful, so looking forward to keeping it going.
And then, Kevin, how about you? Davenport, Iowa native, it says right here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and playing on the U.S. national team.
Yeah, so I started playing sled hockey when I was about 10 years old. My sister was a figure skater, so they had a local tri-sled hockey event, so I tried it out, fell in love with it right away, and then kind of just over the last, like, the next couple, 3-4 years, I got noticed by the USA development team and went to a camp and then found out all about the Paralympics, learned about all that, and it was a goal of mine to make that team, so I tried out 3 years, and then in 2011, I made it, and been fortunate enough to be still on the team now.
What do you remember about 2015 here in Buffalo?
I remember the flags going like crazy. I remember the first game coming out and everyone was cheering, and they had the little flags just waving everywhere, and it was packed.
Also a wheelchair lacrosse player, a real estate investor, served as an assistant coach at the USA Hockey National Sled Development Camp. Pretty impressive and extensive resume. Tell us about the wheelchair lacrosse that you play in.
Yeah, so I started playing wheelchair lacrosse about 6 years ago. It was just a sport that, you know, I was able to do in the summer, and it was a lot like hockey and a lot like wheelchair basketball that I played too. So, it was nothing I knew about the sport. Like, I didn't know anything about the game, how you played or anything, but I did another event in Chicago to try it out. And, I kind of picked it up pretty quick because it was a lot like hockey, the, you know, how you played. And then I loved how physical it was, of course. It was like you just beat someone with that stick. So, it's been a blast, and we had a tournament here in Buffalo, I think it was 2 years ago, and at the Riverworks, and it was another great atmosphere there, too.
And Jack, I'm reading here that you are also a competitive para-canoe rower. Amazing. What is that?
Yeah, so it's another Olympic, Paralympic sport. It's basically just sprint kayaking. So imagine rowing, but you're facing the right way. And so I was trying to qualify for Paris and came up just short. Was in the top 15 in the world for a couple of years. So hopefully get back at it after Milan and look to qualify for L.A. But right now the focus is definitely on Milan and Buffalo in a couple weeks here.
So a lot of us watched the Four Nations, obviously, and it was Canada against the U.S., a couple of different battles, including the championship game there. Is there the same rivalry between the U.S. and Canada, Jack, when it comes to Paralympics and sled hockey?
Oh yeah, trust me. Maybe even a little more so, especially on the sled side and even the women's side. In the past decade, it's pretty much only been U.S. and Canada in every gold medal game ever. So, the rivalry is there. And recently, our games have been as tight as they've been in a long time. You know, it's kind of been a coin flip recently of who's going to win these games. And Canada's developed a really good team and come out to play us really tough in the last few years. So the rivalry is definitely definitely back, and it'll make for a good show.
And Kevin, for this to be growing to where it has, you've seen it kind of unfold and grow to this type of not only sport, obviously, but kind of like I don't know how I want to say it. Like, it's to the forefront, right? It's really grown in a way that people are watching it, they're paying attention. What does it mean to the Paralympic community to see that happen?
Yeah, I think it's great for the Paralympic sports in general, just how they're growing. I mean, every year I feel like this sport just gets faster and faster, and over the past probably 8 years, I mean, you've really had to, like, learn the game and understand hockey and get, you know, have hockey sense. It just has really grown, and I think it's great. I personally think this is the best winter sport, Paralympic sport out there, so, and everyone loves it because of how physical it is and the speed of it.
And one of the greatest Paralympic hockey players ever is from right here in Buffalo, Adam Page, who I'm sure that you guys know about. Tell us a little about Adam and what he's meant, Jack, to the program.
Yeah, I got to I made the team back in 2016, 2017, so I got to play with him quite a bit on that lead up to the 2018 games. He was on my line for a while, and yeah, I mean, he was definitely one hell of a goal scorer. He had an absolute cannon for a shot. He was someone in practice that you never wanted to get in front of when he was letting that thing fly. So yeah, definitely a Buffalo legend.
And he was just inducted a couple years ago into the Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. All right, this is going to be May 24th through 31st. Tickets are as low as $10, going to be at the Harbor Center. What do you got here, guys? USA, Canada, China, Korea, Germany, Czechia, Slovakia, Norway. Pretty good group, huh, Kevin? I mean, a lot of countries that are representing here.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good tournament. I think, these other countries that are coming in, they're really, everyone's fighting to get seated for the Paralympics and try to make it. Top six are guaranteed to get in. So it's going to be an intense tournament, and hopefully a lot of people come out and watch.
No doubt about it. And obviously, we can go to Lecom Harbor Center, their website. They can look into getting tickets for that as well. What are you guys doing while you're in Buffalo and promoting the event? What do you got going on?
Today, we're actually at the Key Bake Center. We're going to hang out here for the day and go to the Sabres game tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, cool. Have you guys, I don't know, have you been to Sabres games before? Have you been to the arena for a Sabres game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I went to one in 15.
I got you. Well, yep. Tonight they take on the Carolina Hurricanes. Obviously, the season's not going where they want it, but you guys, they're playing very well right now, obviously. So if people are going to the game, I'm sure that they might be able to see you guys, and maybe they'll get recognized or something like that, and that'll be pretty cool for you to hang out with the fans as well. So enjoy that tonight.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
You got it. You got it, guys. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for joining me today on WGR.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one.
All right, you got it. Jack and Kevin, two members of the national sled hockey team, the Paralympic games, and they're the lead up here coming in May 24th through 31st, the ice hockey championships. So check it out if you want to go to get tickets, Lecom Harbor Center, the website right there. They're going to be at the Sabres game tonight. So if you're going to the Sabres game tonight, you might have a chance to interact. You might have a chance to meet them. But check it out. Tickets as low as $10 coming at the end of May. So very cool there. Glad we were able to do that today. They reached out to me and said, hey, we got this going on. And I said, absolutely. Let's talk about it. I think it's very cool for the Buffalo area to have something like this. 803-0550 is the number to call. Couple things I need to touch on here before we get to the bottom of the hour. TJ Reeves, Final Four, Final Game. What happened yesterday? Last week, you and I were talking, and you were like, what? And I was telling you about, Josh, the bucket that the visiting radio team, it was because Sam Rosen, and I said I met Sam Rosen in this bucket, right, the first time. And it would overhang the oranges at the old Odd between the oranges and blues. And I couldn't find a picture. Well, I happened to be downtown. My son was playing a hockey game at Harbor Center, so we go to the Tim Hortons right there. And sure enough, right on the wall, I'm like, wait a minute. That's a great shot of the Odd. And I look, there's the bucket. So I tweeted it out at Sal Sports. So if you go to my Twitter feed at Sal Sports, you will see a couple of the pictures of this, which is the visiting radio booth bucket hanging over the oranges and the blues that people had to climb into. Now that you see it, both the wide shot and the close shot, what do you think of this?
It's not as bad as what I was imagining. I was imagining it way higher, but I still would not want to sit there. That's just... Mm-mm. No way. I don't do heights very well, so that would probably not be very good for me. But I would be pretty mad if I was a person in those seats, because I feel like those, like, six or maybe it's, like, eight seats, actually. But regardless, like, you probably couldn't see all that much because of where the camera's positioned and where the bucket's sitting, like you'd see the other, like both ends of the ice, but you wouldn't see like most of the middle.
So if you want to get connected with me, it is always getting connected with our fans. And it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com, and that's at Sal Sports. Pat tweeted, and thank you, Pat, said, I had to climb down into that bucket several times when I interned with the Stallions, that's a Buffalo soccer team, working game nights for the Sabres. He said, I thought Fred Cusack with the Bruins broadcast crew was going to have a panic attack at one point. He said, though, it wasn't visiting radio, it was usually visiting TV. But thank you for the clarification. You see the cameras right there. How about our own Howard Simon? He said, I sat there once when I filled in as a color person for an Islanders game. What? What story is this that I never heard from Howard?
That's awesome.
Go check it out. I put the picture up. There's two pictures. You can see the wide angle. This is something we talked about last week. And then I have the close-up of the bucket and where people sat. It's unbelievable. Pretty crazy. So yesterday I was off. And I wasn't planning on being off, but unfortunately, my best friend's mom passed away last week. So yesterday was the funeral. And it was a great service, really, you know, honored her very well, and he did a great job giving a eulogy. I am 52 years old. Yesterday, Josh, was the first time I was ever a pallbearer. Have you ever been a pallbearer?
No. No, I have not. That's
so it's interesting. I've talked to people about my age who have said, I've never been one. I've talked to people your age who said, oh, I've done it multiple times. Like, I don't, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. It's obviously you get asked, whether it's family or friends. This happened to be the mother of my best friend and said, hey, my mom would be honored if you were a pallbearer. And I had never done this before. And I'm just saying, it's kind of interesting to think about that in life, how, you know, you go through, I've been to many funerals. I've been to funerals for family. Been to funerals for friends, been to funerals for family members of friends and friends of family members. And yesterday was the first time I'd ever been, and obviously it's an honor to do something like that in a really unfortunate circumstance, but yesterday was the first time. So my father died when I was 19 years old. I was not a pallbearer for his funeral. So I asked my brother, who was 22 at the time, hey, were you a pallbearer for dad's? He said, no, I wasn't. And I guess there's no like protocol, I'm not really sure. And I apologize for like not knowing if there is, but I think it just depends on, you know, at that moment, I can't imagine even being that for my dad at 19. Like it would have been a really heavy situation, right? So I guess it just kind of all depends on, you know, what your circumstances, but I thought that was kind of, you know, interesting. And, you know, I had to ask, I didn't want to do anything wrong. Where do I be? When do I be there? What do we do? You just listen. They'll tell you where to meet. They'll explain to you how to do it. So yesterday was the first time. It was also the first time in many years I'd been in a procession driving for a funeral, and I hadn't done that. And I didn't know, like, what happens when you get to a red light. And I'm thinking of all these things. It's like 20 cars long, you know what I mean? There's about a 20-minute ride as well. So that was just something that I'd never really experienced until yesterday. And just something I thought I'd maybe throw out there if people have those experiences or haven't had them. And, you know, if you have any thoughts on that, because it was just very interesting to me. So, yeah, that was it was obviously not the circumstance, right, that you want to be a part of, but, you know, honored to be a part of it. It was a great ceremony, by the way. And my best friend, he actually spoke so eloquently about his mom. And I told him, he's an attorney. And I said, if this attorney thing never works out, you could go to do eulogies because you made people feel good inside, you know, the church at the time. So that was nice. All right. So we'll take a timeout. When we come back here, TJ Reeves, he is the sideline reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but this time of year, he's a college basketball announcer. He is at the Final Four. He's in San Antonio. He was at the game last night. I got to ask him, first question, did Houston lose it or did Florida win it? We'll talk about that when we come back here with my buddy TJ Reeves on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
National championship is in the balance. 13 seconds left. Florida leads it by two.
Uzan gonna go.
Uzan, give it up. Cryer, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, short.
He won, he can't touch it.
He can't, 1 second, and it's over. Florida is back on top of the college basketball world. Championship madness. It's a great day to be a Gator. They win the national title.
That is Ian Eagle on the call. CBS last night, the Florida Gators win their third national title in basketball. In the last 19 years, I believe they became the first school to win at least three national championships in both football and basketball. Pretty amazing feat. They come back from a 12-point deficit late in the game. Our guy TJ Reeves, you know him normally as the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter, but he's a big-time college basketball announcer, reporter, guru. He's in San Antonio. He was at the game last night, and he joins me on the West Her Hotline. What's up, buddy? How's San Antonio treating you?
Hey, good morning. It is always great to be with you on the mighty WGR. I did not go to the University of Florida. I do live in the state. Some think I live in a state of confusion, Sal, but I do live in the state of Florida. What a night. What a night that just ended a few hours ago after they won that game. They had a boat parade, which we'll get into in a little bit, in downtown San Antonio on the Riverwalk. So we'll talk about that. But this thing never fails to deliver, the NCAA tournament. It's the best. We all know that football is king. We know the Super Bowl is king. The NFL is king. But this is the best event in sports, Sal, and what a weekend with the drama. I know it wasn't the best played, best shooting percentage championship game, but my God, was there drama in that building as it came down to the final seconds. Houston having never won a national title, so regionally close to San Antonio. Sal, they easily had 40, 45,000 fans in that building last night, and Florida took it from them. That's the bottom line.
All right, so that's my question. Did Florida win it or did Houston lose it?
Both. I think it's both. You got to credit Florida and Walter Clayton for finally coming alive. I mean, you're talking about one of the best players in college basketball who had scored 30 in each of the last two games in the Elite Eight and the Final Four, and he's got no points at the half. he doesn't have a field goal in the game, a made shot from the floor with 8 minutes left in the game. But then he came alive. He scored 9 points on two and ones and a three-pointer, came alive, and you could see the Gators fed off of that to an extent, and you saw Houston play tight. The same thing that happened to Duke on Saturday night where they couldn't finish it, played tight, screwed it up, turned it over, opened the door, and let Houston beat them. Same thing happened to Houston last night. Played tight, couldn't score, turnovers at the end, and Florida, again, deserves all of the credit for kicking that door in and winning the national championship last night.
So the way I described it earlier is, I think that Houston kind of lost the final several minutes, but I think Florida won the final possession. I think their defense was just simply better than Houston's offense in that final possession. What do you think?
Yes. And what you saw was that Florida obviously was ready for them, ready on double teams and switches, and Todd Golden did a tremendous job. I mean, there's only so much you can do as a coach to prepare your team, send them out there, go over it, show it to them. They got to go execute it, but they were ready, and Houston really didn't have the second big offensive weapon last night besides L.J. Cryer, their veteran guard who had transferred from Baylor, won a national championship with Baylor in 2021, and it hurt them. It hurt them at the end of this game, but again, that's credit to Florida. The SEC was tough. I know, especially up in Western New York, you guys get sick of hearing about SEC this, SEC that, but it is tough to argue with how tremendous that conference was out of conference in November and December. And then they get seven in the Sweet 16. They get four of them in the Elite Eight. They get two of them in the Final Four, and they get the national champion. Florida was just on a roll at the end of the year, and it continued here in San Antonio. What a story. What a story. What
did you think of the other two games on Saturday night as well? As you said, it was a great weekend.
Incredible. I mean, I have had the privilege. This was my 22nd one of these.
Wow.
I'm getting that old.
Love
about
it.
You.
Yeah, I love
it. It's my 22nd one of these. I cannot say that I have ever been at one with three more dramatic games with four elite teams in this. These were clearly the four best teams in college basketball. Are you kidding me? I mean, Auburn won 20 games this year against quad one opponents. 20. Most years you're good to win 7 or 8. They won 20. Houston won 22 of their final 23 games, sweeping the Big Ten regular season, sweeping the Big 12 regular season and Big 12 tournament, down all the way to the championship game. Duke was devastating all year long, lost one ACC game, killed Illinois back in February at Madison Square Garden, had beaten Auburn at home, had beaten Arizona at Arizona, got all the way to the Final Four, and Houston got them. And then how do you go against what Florida did down the stretch of the season in that conference, winning the SEC tournament and now winning the NCAA tournament? This was a great Final Four, a great product. I don't know that it's going to be this way for the foreseeable future, that it's all the dominant teams, but it was for this year in San Antonio. You want to hear more about the boat parade? What's up? You want
Let's
to know about
do it.
That?
Tell me all about it.
Okay, so I get done at the Alamo Dome with work duties, with TuneIn and the postgame show that we did, put that up, put it to bed, get back to the hotel, and I got people texting me, are you coming to the boat parade? I'm like, I'm not going to be in Gainesville in time. No, they mean the boat parade right now.
What time was this? What time was this?
So this is about 1 Eastern midnight Central. So by the time I got out of my hotel and got to the Riverwalk, which winds all the way through downtown San Antonio, including by the Alamo, all of it, I'm now down there at about 12:30 a.m. Central Time. And, Sal, I'm not exaggerating. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of orange and blue-clad Florida Gator fans in the middle of the night lining the Riverwalk that winds all the way through. And the roars that were echoing through that Riverwalk as those boats slowly came through the river with the Gator players on the end of the boat holding up the championship trophy, it was wild. It was absolutely wild. At 1 a.m. local time, they had a boat parade. And they're playing the Gator fight song and doing the chomp and the whole thing. And the players spoke with a couple of wireless microphones to the crowd and were yelling out to the crowd. And it was crazy. It was crazy. It was legit. I was there. So that was a wild experience. That's the first one of those. I've not been to a boat parade in the middle of the night after a Final Four championship game. How about that?
Okay, but now you have experienced an NHL Stanley Cup championship parade. You've experienced a Super Bowl Lombardi parade in Tampa, both these. And now you've experienced the San Antonio Final Four Gator parade. Can you compare the three?
I think you just brought up a great point. I am now a boat parade veteran, and this was accidental. This was completely accidental. I thought that two of the people that were texting me literally were me. I said to both of them in text messages, I should show them to you. I should send them to you. You mean back in Gainesville? Like, what river are they going to be on? And then they're like, no, right now, downtown. Get over here on the Riverwalk. And it was something to behold to kind of cap off the college basketball season. But, yeah, a lot of fun to be involved in this event. And again, there's a lot of uncertainty on whether the little guy is going to get stamped out by NIL in the transfer portal. I don't preach so much doom and gloom after 1 year. Show me that this is a problem in 2027 and still a problem in 2028, and then we'll talk. But for right now, the powerhouse teams were the powerhouse teams at the end of this year.
Hey, Houston to San Antonio is roughly what it is from Syracuse to Buffalo. I imagine if the championship was in Buffalo, how many Syracuse fans would be there if they were in it? What was the crowd like as far as, you know, dividing up? Was it really pro-Houston or no?
Easily. 40,000, 45,000, something like that. I mean, it's 3 hours away, and they had the arena last night. I mean, when they came on the floor, deafening. When they were making three-point shots there in the first half and had the lead, you're like, this is going to happen. They got Akeem Olajuwon in the house, for God's sake, Sal. Yeah. It's like the magic was all there until it wasn't, until Florida. And again, it's worth saying, Florida took it from them. They had to make shots, they had to make plays, and they took it from them. Just a fantastic night all the way around. But yeah, I don't know how well it translated on TV, but it was easily 60-40 Houston, and it might have been closer to 70-30 just because of the proximity, all the red all the way around the Alamo Dome. But Gators didn't care. Gators don't care. Gators got the trophy. They got the hardware. They got a national championship. What a great stat from you. That is three college football national titles and three college basketball men's national titles. That's something to be impressed by.
Yeah, first school to ever do it. Before I let you go, what's the outlook for these teams' futures, even with all the uncertainty? And can we even predict what their futures are because of the uncertainty?
I think the second point is the point. We can't predict it with the uncertainty because Houston loses several of the guys to graduation and or the transfer portal coming up. It's going to happen. Florida, the same thing. I mean, they're going to lose probably three or four pieces off of this team. A couple of guys are out of eligibility. A couple of guys are going to go somewhere else, probably in the transfer portal, or maybe try to go to the NBA. So there's a lot of uncertainty right now on a lot of these prominent teams. I mean, that whole Duke team is going to be part of the NBA draft, like four of them. So we'll see what the next few weeks bring with the transfer portal and the NBA draft, but for right now, on the Tuesday morning after that, that was amazing. An amazing weekend of college hoops, and it just renews again why March, this month, and this event is so special. No doubt, Mr. Sal.
You got a chance to watch Cooper Flagg up close. Is he the best player in college basketball? Is he the number one pick in the NBA?
The word I keep using is ridiculous. Not unlike Sal Capaccio and everything he does. You're ridiculous. He is ridiculous. I mean, to be 18 years and barely 3 months old and to be able to handle the ball as a big guy with his left hand and go left and dunk on people and watch him step back and bury threes and watch him play defense. And I mean, buckle down and play defense and go block shots. How scary is this guy going to be a year from now? How scary is this guy going to be at 22 years old?
In like the NBA, though. A year from now in the NBA, right? Sure. He's going to be the number one pick, right? He has to be.
Sure. He has to be, but you look at the potential, at the ceiling. The ceiling is amazing on what he can be. Is he going to stay healthy? That's an unknown, but it is scary how talented he is, and he's not even supposed to be in college. He graduated a year early. He went on the fast track to get done a year early to get to Duke a year early. His twin brother is a senior this year in high school in Maine, and they won the state championship. It's scary what his potential can be, and it was a lot of fun. But again, you're not guaranteed anything. They didn't even get to the title game, Sal, as you know. Houston took them down.
What's today for you? What's today look like?
All right, so we got a few more radio interviews, and then I am on the plane back to Tampa, and I get to decompress for a couple of days, and then we start looking at that that NFL draft thing coming up, and how that all works for the Buccaneers and the Bills and the rest of the NFL.
So before that, we're going to be maybe. I'm hoping to see you. I'll be in Tampa this coming weekend. Sabres at Lightning, by the way. Nice win for the Sabres over the Lightning. Even though Lightning are, of course, getting to the playoffs this year, Sabres aren't. But Sabres Lightning on Sunday night. Well, I'll be there. We'll be there.
So get down. I'm getting to Tampa. Get down to Tampa. Food on me because you are the best. and then we got Stanley Cup playoffs coming for the Lightning, who drop kicked the Rangers last night. I just saw that score a few minutes ago. So we got the hockey going on. Maybe another boat parade in the offing for the Lightning. I get all these invites to boat parades. Maybe I got another one coming up for the Lightning for the Stanley Cup and hockey. Who knows? Long way to go on that. But I look forward to seeing you, the wife, Max. We got to make that happen this weekend. Let's do it in Tampa Bay. Let's rendezvous in Tampa Bay. You from Western New York, me from the Alamo. I will not go by boat like the boat parade. I'll be flying back to Tampa, but I will be there, and I look forward to seeing you.
All right, I promise you this as I let you go. If the Buffalo Sabres ever win a Stanley Cup or the Buffalo Bills ever win a Super Bowl, we will have a Lake Erie boat parade, and you're going to be invited, okay? So you can experience another
Bring
one.
Bring me there. All right? I am the king of the boat parade on a Tuesday morning, and I want to be there for all of that. Be well. You are phenomenal. You know why I'm telling you phenomenal. Thurman Thomas is the code, kids, on WGR. Sal will explain it at some point. But, wow, I mean, this was quite the experience in San Antonio, and I look forward to being with you this weekend. Behave.
You got it, buddy. Thanks a lot. Be well. Enjoy the rest of your day, and safe travels back home. You got it. TJ Reeves right there. Yeah, TuneIn Radio app is where he's called games. He was part of the broadcast last night, post-game show. Obviously, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sideline reporter, all-around great guy, and he's become a friend over the years. I don't know if I've ever told the story, but I will real quickly. When I lived in Florida, I was living in a small town on the West Coast, and I would listen to Tampa radio. This is 90s, early, late 90s. And there was a guy I was listening to. His name was TJ Reeves. He's on Tampa radio. I'm like, all right. And I would listen to him once in a while, much like people are listening to this show. And, liked him. I thought he had, good insight and takes and all that kind of stuff. And then never met him or anything. And then years later, I got the job here at WGR. And the Bills were maybe playing the Bucks one year. It's 2012, maybe. Go back to then. I don't remember exactly when. But either way, maybe they weren't even playing, but something was going on. I'm like, I need a Tampa Bay guest. I'm like, oh, this guy TJ Reeves, I used to listen to him. So I reached out. I'm like, hey, I used to listen to you down there. Now I'm in Buffalo. He's like, oh my God, that's great. Let's do it. And we've become very good friends for over a decade now. So when the Buccaneers play the Bills and he comes up, I take him. And last year, 2 years ago it was, that Thursday night game, not only TJ, but legendary play-by-play man of the Buccaneers and the Florida State Seminoles, Gene Dekaroff, took him out for Buffalo Wings. They loved it. We had a great time. And then whenever me and the fam and we go down to Florida, we're in the Tampa area, we always hook up, TJ and his family. And he has twin girls who are graduating high school. So, life comes at you really, really fast. We'll take a timeout. Anyway, thanks a lot to TJ Reeves. Good interview right there. You can always catch it on demand at WGR550.com. When we come back, I need to touch on Ovi. We'll do that here or maybe in the next segment, 11, I want to give it a little more space. But we also have open phone lines. And Matt Bove and I, on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, we had some real fun on our last podcast, and we're going to have even more fun coming up on a podcast we're doing today. And I'll let you in a little secret on that. We come back on WGR. Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal. Visit WGR550.com for more details. I this will be my first year involved with the Ride for Roswell. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll be one of the MCs kind of helping to kick things off. It'll be really, really cool. And I know Bulldog's been a rider. I'm not a bike rider per se. I've ridden bikes. But I know that's kind of what he does and what he's been doing for a while. So for him to be a part of this and spearheading this team is really cool. And I would really encourage anybody to go to WGR550.com for more details on all of this. Yesterday, Matt Bove and I... Sunday night, we recorded a podcast. It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. If you haven't checked out It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, you should. It's wherever you pod, iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey app, and it's on YouTube. Our smiling faces are right there, at Sal Sports on YouTube. This particular one, you might want to go to YouTube to watch it because I put up on the screen some graphics, and we talked about it. You can listen, but you need to see it. And we debated, because of Alexander Ovechkin, I came up with some different Bills all-time franchise records and said, which are the most unbreakable? And I found some single-season records. I found some career records. I want to talk about those, yes, because I don't want to ruin the Always Game Day pod, because Matt and I walked through it, but it's been 2 days. And another pod's coming out soon, so that one's going to be a little older anyway. Today, we are scheduled. I'm just going to put it out there. I usually don't tease this, and it's usually a surprise, and it happens, and bam, it's right in front of you. But today, it's a little different. Today, Josh, Matt Bove and I are scheduled to talk to Mike North, schedule man. Woo, baby! I am fired up! It's the Mike North pod today, baby! Yeah!
That time of year. It's like Christmas.
You know how I love this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody, it's the biggest podcast we do every year. I've been doing it even before Matt and I were together, and it's always game day. For the last 3 years, though, Matt and I have done it together. 2 years with Mike, I think. This will be the third year with him. We are recording with Mike North today about the schedule.
Are we going to get a look into who's going to Ireland?
I don't think he'll tell us, but we're going to ask him questions, and maybe we can get to who's going to Ireland.
See if he can give us a riddle that if we could try to figure it out.
I don't think he even knows. He might. Well, here's the question. Do you know, right? We're going to ask him, do you know? Or are you waiting for the draft? Are you waiting for Aaron Rodgers to sign? Because we think it could be Packers. But if it is Packers and you think about that, and Rodgers signs with the Steelers, are you really putting Rodgers against his former team at 9 a.m. on a Sunday in Ireland? Probably not. Where does that leave the Bills? We will ask him that. So here's my question to all of you as we take a timeout and get to the 11 o'clock hour. What do you want me to ask Mike North? I cannot promise I will ask all of your questions. I cannot promise we will get to them, but I will at least see them. And if we can, there's a couple that already came our way through the podcast. If you have a question that you'd like Matt Bove and I to ask Mike North, one of the lead NFL schedule makers, don't ask where are the Bills playing when. That's not the kind of thing. About the process of the schedule, something that comes up you've always wondered about certain games and times and locations and however they do it. Teams, tweet me at SalesSports, and I will look at those, and I will throw a couple of your questions towards Mike North when we record the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with him later today. I can't wait for this! Also can't wait to talk about Ovi. Alexander Ovechkin breaks the record. All right, we got Ovechkin, we got Gretzky, we got this big debate going on. We got to stop all this, but I got to touch on what happened over the weekend when I tweeted about it, and a lot of you took it wrong. When we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.